We are starting.
This is it.
This is it. Hardest part is starting. Okay, so this is Asterixar, our fledgling podcast.
Asterixar, which I have a lot of trouble saying still.
Asterixar, name is still in works. Until I can think of a better one, pretty much, is what we're going to use.
It's like Rodriguez. I can't pronounce that word. It doesn't work.
The name Rodriguez?
Rodriguez. I don't know. It's a whole thing. It's
Alex Rodriguez?
Alex Rodriguez, yeah, man. Asterixar. Asterixar.
Okay, so we're to try to talk about each of the almost 20 Pixar movies. Fix that in post.
Right out the gate. We're doing great. All right.
We're going to go chronologically, talk about pretty much what the movies mean to us. Try not to make it too much of just a breakdown of the who's and what's and more of the how's and why's.
Yeah.
That's the tagline.
Play it fast and loose here.
Fast and loose and hard and dry.
Jesus. Fast and loose. I was going to say in full of juice. That's probably even worse.
That's a better one. Okay, so do you want to introduce yourself or using real names?
My name is Matthew Cugini, but everybody calls me Cugini.
Rodriguez.
It's not Rodriguez. It's Cugini. Please call me that forever. Forget what I just said.
Mm-hmm.
And yourself, sir?
You can call me Ethan, I guess. Until I think all of right. A cool name.
You're just going first name. All right. Well, good.
We'll see, Ethan. Yeah, I don't want them to have my last name. The people out there.
Good. I'm already dead. I'm going to get murdered by Pixar.
Yeah, all the people are going to have a podcast. I don't want them to come after me. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll go by Gabe. That's a fun name.
Ooh, Gabe's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna edit out Ethan in post. Just be Gabe.
Can you edit out everything I said until now?
Yeah, this is all just the pre-cum before we start.
Oh God! Please.
So let's get serious.
Our movie today is the 1995 classic Toy Story.
Classic.
I think everyone has a special place in their heart for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was important to a lot of people, as it was to me. I used to watch it every day. I used to come home from, I forget which grade, but I watched it every single day after school.
For how long?
For like a year. It was a long time. My mom, I was at my mom's house because she has a Blu-ray player. She could not watch it because she had seen it so many times because of me. She's like, I just can't stay in here and watch this. It's too much. So she left.
That's great. I saw it on my 7th birthday. Hmm. It came out a week prior. And, yeah, I was obsessed with it, too. I don't, maybe not as obsessed as you watching it that many times, but I was already in that mind space where my toys may or may not have had a soul. So it really, really spoke to me.
And it's something you never grew out of.
Yep. Yeah, it might have fucked me up a little bit in the head.
That's why I saw you fucking that Teddy Ruxpin one day.
All right, we're going to have to edit that out.
Sorry. Couldn't help myself.
All right. So I think we were both probably the perfect age when that movie came out. Because, yeah, like I said, it just spoke to me. I was already obsessed with my toys and playing with my toys and thinking they were alive, and then I was like, oh shit, people, I guess other people think that too. enough to make a whole movie about it. And now the movie is 21 years old, if my math is correct. You want to check that? I'll double check.
It probably is. I mean, yeah, it is. Whatever. Numbers don't mean anything. So it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, that movie was a big deal. I remember all the video games. Did you ever? Was it Sega Genesis? Had a pretty good side scroller Toy Story game.
I think there was some. There was some like multiplayer one I remember playing.
Multiplayer. I don't remember. Also, that.
I might be thinking of Sarge's Heroes. Was that? I feel like that was part of Toy Story. Like, they evolved Sarge out of that character. I swear to God.
That was, but, yeah, that was part of the universe.
Yeah.
That's not true, but that's fine.
Okay. That's okay. Correct me. I don't know anything. I don't remember. Yeah, okay. I was young.
I'll be the fact checker.
There was, in fact, a Super Nintendo in their house. I wrote it down. I made a note of it.
Oh. Well, how did you see that? I didn't notice that.
It was like, it wasn't like directly up, it was like a rendering of like the shape of it. I mean, it looked just like it. It was like in the living room somewhere.
Hmm.
Well, I was trying to pay attention to like the background, because I'm like, I bet these Pixar dudes, you know, they're trapped in a dungeon all day, like coding all this stuff. I'm sure they put a bunch of stuff in the background. Like,
yeah, there were a few of the books that I noted here. Tin Toy, which was the short that Lasseter made to, yeah, that kind of became Toy Story, kind of show off his skills in the computer animation field. And then also Knick Knack was another book, and that was another short they made that I'm not actually sure when they made that. It might have been after Toy Story.
I thought that one said Tin Cup, but I guess it wasn't it. I don't know why I thought that.
There was also a book.
Makes so much more sense.
There was another one, Red's Dream, that I noted, and then I tried to make a lot of communist connections from there, but I fell a little bit short on that.
Stalin's Dream.
Yeah, I was like, who's, yeah, which one's Stalin? But I don't know enough about Stalin to make those connections. Probably would.
All right. We want to start getting into it. You have any other anecdotes to talk about?
Anecdotes? Not really. I mean, when was the last time you saw it? Do you remember?
Oof, it's been a long time. Probably. I think after watching it every day, I kind of got sick of it. And I remember seeing it a couple years ago, and it was after I saw Toy Story 3, and my first thought was, wow, this animation is super shitty. But I mean, it is the first animated feature film, so, you know, I should go fuck it.
Yeah, that's funny, because I was thinking that too, because I can't remember the last time I saw it, but going into it, I was like, how the animation will hold up. And, I mean, the toys aren't too bad-looking. The people are obviously very weird-looking, but people are hard. The dog is, oh my god, the dog is so terrible, but give him a break.
What breed that dog was. It was like a pit bull.
Like a shark.
I think is what they were going for. A pit bull mixed with a shark from Finding Nemo.
Yeah, there you go.
Terrifying, though. If that breed existed, oh my god.
Yeah. It was like shaped like an arrow. Bullet dog.
Side note. Sorry. I was just reading this article about how English bulldogs, scientists say they're going to die because if they don't start breeding them with other breeds, because they're so inbred that like their bodies are just like disintegrating.
I think I read that same thing.
Okay.
So that proves that it's a fact, if we both read it separately.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor bulldogs.
We're both up on our dog news.
Yeah, I could have gone off on a large tangent about bulldogs, but try and keep it tight. Don't get me started on bulldogs. So yeah, we're talking about the animation. So yeah, I thought it was all right. Obviously, I mean, it's great for the time. The movement is kind of awkward, a lot of the movement. But as I was watching it, you know, Ashton, my wife, walks in. She just looks great. So just be a critical asshole.
I mean, we both, I don't know how much you've worked into it, but we both did, like, rendering stuff at some point in our school careers, and I feel like even solid rendering is, like, the biggest pain in the ass ever, and if you mess it up, it takes, like, 2 hours to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I'm defending them.
No, I mean, I think they deserve defense. Groundbreaking stuff. We don't want to be nitpicking too badly, but I mean, that is definitely thought of going into it. I don't remember the last time I saw it, like I said, but it probably wasn't too recent. Like you, I did watch a lot growing up, so I feel like I didn't have to watch it, because I could probably like recite the whole movie at a certain point in my life. But it was good to revisit it. Once the music came on, yeah, You Got a Friend in Me.
Oh god.
That hit me so hard.
I was singing it. I was singing all day. My mom's like, "You're bad at singing that song."
Well, that would...
I over-exaggerate how bad Randy Newman is. He's like,
exactly.
You got bad in me. I mean,
yeah, like he's not. Yeah, it sounds like he's got a cold. Really trying to overcompensate.
He's got a sinus infection.
Maybe a little deaf.
One of the songs. I want to talk about this too, because the whole music is all Randy Newman, obviously. One of the songs about, he's like, I can fly if I wanted to. And he, like, it's when Buzz is trying to fly. But then when he falls, he's like, now you're falling. Now you didn't fly. And, like, it's, like, super
yes. It's like, yeah, super a lot of the music is right on the nose. There's the other song when Buzz is first, like, taking over Andy's room. Where he's like,
oh,
yeah, like in a rocket,
strange
a space
things, you mean?
Strange things, yeah. He's just like saying the plot.
Yeah. Now that toy's taking over your house. Strange things.
We're going to have an adventure. Probably going to involve that kid next door.
Yeah. Sid's next up, and then it's Pizza World. Yeah, Pizza Planet. My mistake.
Pizza Planet, get it right. Oh man, I thought there was a Pizza Planet, and I don't get why there isn't. Do they have one at Disney?
Because Universal has a couple Toy Story iterations. They have like Buzz Lightyear Shootout or whatever, which is like the Men in Black ride.
That one's awesome.
It's like you shoot things and yellow points. Which as a kid, I was always a huge dick on, because I always wanted to be the best one in my family, because I am, and. If I lost, I would like throw a fit until we went back and keep doing it until I won. I was like there, but it's a lot of fun.
Just cover up the laser to the person next to you.
God, where were you 10 years ago?
Probably would kick you out if you do stuff like that.
There's also 10 years ago, I was 16. That's too old to be that much of a brat.
That's true. There's another really good ride. I think it's at MGM, where it's like a bunch of different mini games. Have you ever done that one?
I don't think so.
It's newer. It's all Toy Story. So it's the same thing. You're in the cart, like two people, and it kind of just round to like each mini game. And sometimes you're like throwing a ring. It's like kind of carnival games, but it is super fun.
That sounds super dope. I definitely want to go do that.
Yeah, let's go right now.
And I've been there a while.
Mm-hmm.
We went once.
We did. That was fun.
Universal. When I was like
Adventure.
Single and depressed, and you and Ashton adopted me.
Yeah, those are good times.
Anyway, let's get really personal.
Okay, yeah, too far. So we're revealing about ourselves.
Yeah, I'm totally happy and banging everybody. It's fine.
Yeah, I want to maintain a mask here in this podcast world. But
all right.
But there is no Pizza Planet, right? That was my question.
I think there is a Pizza Planet at Universal. It's like near where like the King's Cross station is now, I think. I don't know, it's been a
while.
Someone
should look that up. I'll get the interns to look that up.
It's like yeah, get the PA to look it up. But it's not like good. I remember going in there and being like, this is nothing like the movie. Like, the movie, there's so many, we'll talk about it, but, like, there's so many elements in the Pizza Planet that would make a great franchise. Also, I looked up, can I read off the names of some of the, do you want to wait, or can I?
For what?
The names of the, all the games. I wrote them all down.
Yeah, I'll go for it.
There's Alien Slime, which is not really a game, it's just an alien pukes in your cup.
Which was weird, because it was, like, in the middle of nowhere, so it's just a Slurpee machine, but yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah, and I don't know who's supplying. I don't know. Then there's Planet Killer, which seems really messed up. That kid was too happy. There's Kabuki, which I don't know what that's about. There's Whackin' Alien, which is like the Alien movies,
mm-hmm.
where the guy, it's like the chestburster, which is mm-hmm. super cool. And the Alien Slime is also a ripoff of that. There's Black Hole. There's Annihilator. Scooter Attack, which doesn't fit. There's... This is all caps, Hurl, with 3 exclamation points. There's Do Unto Others. I guess it's a biblical game.
What?
There's Space Crane, which is the one with the little green guys.
Yeah.
And then my favorite, Combat Wombat.
Oh, that's when they first run in. See the little, like, Rambo wombat? I thought it was a beaver. They don't quite keep to the space theme, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a wombat in space, you know.
Yeah, all space and then a combat wombat. I want that game.
So I wrote Pizza Planet 40. I don't know what that means. But...
I don't know. You want a 40X at Pizza Planet? That'd be a good time.
That'd be super cool.
So, yeah, going back a little bit, I just want to talk about how great that G.I. Joe scene is. I don't want to go through and just talk about all the scenes in the movie, but I just love so much the birthday scene when they send the G.I. Joes down. I don't know. That was my favorite scene when I was young. Still is now.
That was really great because they have the guy from Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah,
his voice
Arlie Ermey. Or wait, Arlie. What's his name? I fucked up his name.
Army Hammer. I don't know. I
fucked up his name. Whatever.
Ermey.
But yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to mention that scene. I love it mostly because it's just like very. It's not any of the main characters involved, and it's just kind of like a little side adventure they go on, and it kind of, yeah, Army, I got it right. They interact with the environment, with, like, you know, the mom coming out, so they freeze, and then she steps on him, and then push him aside, yeah. And they have to hurry up, even though he has been stepped on, and he's dying. No, I really like that. I would want an entire movie just about those Army men.
I'm surprised they didn't do that. I'm surprised, because they seemed like, I don't know, they seemed like they were the actual, like, if there was a weird toy hierarchy. Like, there was Woody was, like, the dictator, and then they were, like, the toy army branch.
Mm-hmm.
But what I don't get, and what really bugs me, the whole movie it did, I couldn't tell if he was a huge dick or not.
Yeah, that was something I struggled with, too, and coming into it, before I watched it, I had a lot of theories in my head about Woody being an isolationist, and much like Trump, but I kind of lost. It didn't quite hold up because I didn't realize he's a lot more welcoming in the beginning until he realizes that Buzz taking his spot. But what did you want to say about it?
Oh no, I just want to know if that was just me or not. Which great, it wasn't. But like, I remember being like just this like. I remember being this nice toy gets replaced, and he doesn't know how to handle it,
mm-hmm.
and then he, like, has a fall from grace, and he comes back. But when I watched it, it was more like, they didn't like him to begin with. Buzz came in, everyone loved him,
mm-hmm.
and then they immediately want to murder Woody. Like, they want him dead. Like, multiple times.
Well, no, that's true, because, like, Woody, he kind of, I guess he's the leader only because he's the favorite toy. But that doesn't really mean that he's got maybe the best leadership capabilities. I would elect the army that's general true. For that role, but that's just me. My favorite guy.
I think he runs a tight ship, for sure.
So, yeah.
Army.
So, no, that is a good point. Like, that there's a thesis paper to be written about why Woody thinks he should be in control of this household, even though he's... has no qualifications, or no one voted for him that I remember.
Don't even get me started. The toy election.
I mean, he was a lot more welcoming, like I said, of new toys when the birthday party was happening. But I think it's also because he was high on his own supply, thinking he was untouchable. It's a lesson to all of us.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
But, like, Mr. Potato Head and the pig guy are
Ham.
Like the worst. Ham.
Mr. Like, Potato Head's really quick to judge.
Yeah. Like, immediately. And then also, I like the plastic corrosion awareness thing. I think that was a funny, like, little bit where he, like, got up and was talking to everybody, and, like, I thought it would have flowed a lot nicer if they didn't hate him so much. They heckled him.
That's
like,
true. He was hecking. I wrote down a few of those, too. Mr. Potato Head's heckles and adult humor. But what else did you have?
Let's see. I wrote multiple times, why does everyone hate Woody so much? Woody is a dick. Everybody hates Woody.
But Bo Peep. One of the... Wants that ass.
Oh, no, no. I have a... I wrote down Bo Peep's a real B on here. Because at some point, when Buzz comes around, she's like, oh, Buzz, show me that laser. Like, something, like, really, like, immediately just, like, jump ship. Like, Woody's gone, that's it, going to the next guy. Like, I don't know.
They all kind of do that pretty quickly. That leads me to my other, possibly the, one of the adult jokes that Mr. Potato Heads makes when he's talking about the laser. When he's like, it's just a blinking light or something. And Mr. Potato Head says he's got laser envy. Now, is that a penis?
Oh my god, I love
that. That's a penis envy joke, right?
It is a penis. I caught that same. I wrote that down, laser envy. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. I laughed for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever caught that in the times I've seen it.
Why would you? Do you know Freud when you were a kid?
I mean, I'm sure I've seen it as an adult, but yeah, no, I didn't pick up on that. I didn't have such a critical eye. I did. I also wrote down Ham asks if he's from Singapore or China or something. I don't know why that was hitting to me.
Maybe as a kid you didn't realize that, I don't know, manufacturing laws?
Child labor laws?
But
it brought up the interesting point in my brain is, like, when do these toys become cognizant? So if they're aware that they're from Singapore, are they alive the second they're, like, completed in the factory? And then they got to be shipped from Singapore all the way to America, and then, or Buzz seems to come alive once he comes out of the rocket ship.
Yeah, he says
he's in hypersleep,
and I quote, "Yeah, the impact awoke me from hypersleep."
Yeah.
So
which is
maybe when the package is opened, I imagine.
But, well, I think we'll learn in the next one. Aren't all the Buzzes like awake? They wake them all up when they're in there, still in the rocket. Maybe I'm mistaken.
No, that's true.
We'll see when we watch Toy Story 2.
In Toy Barn, or whatever.
Yeah, take a note of that. We'll have to revisit that. A giant plot hole in the entire universe.
At least they made some sort of effort to, like, address it. Like, just kind of, like, snuck it in there. But, I don't know, Ham's like, is he really a toy? He's a piggy bank. I don't know if that's a toy. Like, you can also get into that. Also, a hockey puck is alive in this, too. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, the hockey puck has, like, legs, which is weird.
And he calls him hockey puck like it's an insult.
Well, I think that is, like, an old insult from, shoot. Now you're going to make me look it up.
From hockey?
From hockey. No, like, those old roast guys. Shit, now I got to look it up. Keep talking.
All right, well, look that up. He also mentions... He knows crystallic fusion. He makes a dig at, like, fossil fuels and says, like, you guys haven't figured out crystalline fusion yet, which I think is super early for when the movie came out.
95, yeah. It was Don Rickles used to make that joke, call people hockey pucks.
Which he is that character, yeah. So that makes sense.
Yeah, there you go.
I was having a lot of trouble with... There's a couple plot holes with RC, I think, because he can't control himself. He's cognizant, but he can't move unless someone uses his remote.
But he can, though, because he like, moves himself to go to the meeting and stuff. He moves himself all the time. So, yeah, that's a big plot hole. But I guess he just can't rule the remote.
I guess.
But, yeah, I thought about that, too, when he's, like, trying to kick him off the moving van.
Yeah.
So stand up for yourself, RC. Come on. Oh, going back, one of the biggest laughs, I think... I have every time I see the movie, back to the birthday scene, is when they're going through all the gifts, and then he reads off bed sheets, and Potato Head's like, who invited that kid? I don't know why, that's always the best joke.
I missed that. I gotta go back and watch it. It seems hilarious.
That's my favorite laugh, and the other biggest laugh is when Woody wakes up in the box, and the shark is wearing his hat.
Yeah.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey, I'm Woody.
Yeah, that was always a good joke. So anyway.
Oof. Another adult theme. there. Well, two. When Woody's getting, like, hated on by LaToy's, again, another Woody hate thing, Etch-a-Sketch draws a fucking noose to threaten him.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how I miss it.
And it's, like, right after it happens, so they really have very little time to process what happened. They already want to kill him.
Yeah, it's like a fucking lynch mob immediately. Just like, oh, you kind of mess with this guy? That's it.
Yeah, that's also all based on what RC says, but he can't talk, I guess. But I guess the potato can understand him. I think the potato is trying to kill Woody the entire time and found a good excuse.
It's a good theory that he's the mastermind of evil. He plays the evil guy in the like the pretend game they play.
Yeah, One-Eyed Bart or whatever. One-Eyed Willie, I don't know. I can't remember.
Another thing, when they're going through like the montage of strange things are happening, they also go to his like pinup board where he has all his like drawings and stuff. There's a drawing of a guy with a smoking gun and then feet coming into like the corner, like the witch's feet. Like, it's a dead dude. Like, he just got shot by like some guy. I don't know. Like, it's Andy should not be playing with this.
But it's a cowboy. It's when he still has Woody. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, Woody has a gun holster, but no gun. I wonder if he ever had a gun. Maybe the mom took it away. I wonder.
Yeah. Well, apparently he realizes that you can get it because he knows how people get murked.
Yeah. So the other things we talked about... Oh, no, you go.
I was going to say, I just want to... They call one of the toys Combat Carl instead of G.I. Joe, which I thought was cool.
You just thought that was... you thought that was a clever name? Cool.
Yeah, I thought that was cool. Right? Because some of them... Well, that's another thing that's inconsistent. Like, some of them are based off real toys, but they can't use the names. But then you use, like, Mr. Potato Head, and he's a real guy. And Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah, Etch-a-Sketch. And Rex says he's Mattel, or some, like, affiliate of Mattel. But he drops the name.
Yeah.
Which was interesting.
They made him after that movie came out, because my little brother had one.
Yeah, they made all of them, right?
Yeah.
Because the only thing I do remember having a Buzz, like a smaller toy, but what really annoyed me was that his wings were like fixed. And they were always out. I really wanted a Buzz Lightyear where the wings would, you know, come out like the toy. That really pissed me off.
That's annoying that...
I'm sure they made that toy, but I didn't have it.
No, they probably didn't.
They didn't have the technology. So, you were talking about the fossil fuels in 95. That was kind of... Yeah. Maybe a little ahead of its time. The other thing is, I guess, just the fact that... Like, I wonder where do you think they're supposed to be living?
Well, the plates were California plates.
Oh, see, good eye. See that. And I guess another 95 thing that, you know... A single parent could own that gigantic house in California.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what does she do?
Yeah, they never explained...
Living high in the 90s.
even in the later movies, I don't think they ever addressed what happened to his dad.
Yeah, those are one of the many theories I read about. They're divorced. But I guess, I never really noticed that as a kid, but that is a interesting touch to have a single mother be the only parent in the... entire series, really.
Yeah.
Like, you see Sid, or you hear Sid's mom, and you see his dad's feet. Which I also thought was interesting. That Sid is, like, supposed to be the messed up one, but he's from a two-parent home, and Andy's supposed to be the, I guess, normal one, and he's from a divorced home. That was a little interesting for 1995, too.
You think that's a little commentary about, you know...
The state of things. Yeah. You don't need two parents.
I thought it was funny that Sid's dad, it was like the normal, like, how they portrayed Sid's home. I don't know if it was like offensive how like white trashy they were making them.
Yeah.
But he was in a room on like a recliner. Like you imagine like any movie with like a deadbeat dad who's like sitting on a recliner watching TV in like a dark room with like animal heads. But he's on the second floor, so that was like his bedroom.
I did think that too, yeah.
He wasn't in the living room.
He has like a TV room upstairs where he watched bowling.
Yeah. And he wasn't drinking beer, he was drinking soda. I checked.
Oh, and there were a lot of cans in Sid's room, too, and I made sure to check. They were all also soda. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Sid's the man of the house, for sure.
Think he's earning the money?
Yes.
It is funny, though. Yeah, they would be portrayed as such like a white, trashy family, but they're next-door neighbors, too. Andy's, like, pristine, two-story, awesome house. I guess Sid's house was actually nice, too. Big-ass house.
His carpet is the same carpet from the Shining Hotel.
Is it exactly the same? I made a note of that, too. Yeah. I didn't bother to check. Okay. Yeah, that was a good touch. Let's talk about Sid some more. Because he's probably the more interesting character. And he's a dud.
Well, he got to Pizza Planet by riding his skateboard, I think. But, like, Andy and his mom had to fucking drive there. So how long is this kid? Like, he's like a marathon skateboarder.
Yeah, no, he's going on his own. I guess he had his own money, too, to go to play all the games. So he's a hard-working kid.
If he was around today, he could probably make a ton of money on YouTube blowing up toys. Like, he would be rich as hell.
That's a great...
I really think so.
That's a great point. I think that there are a lot of theories out there about whether or not he's, like, really an evil character or not. And, I mean, I was thinking about that. I don't know about you, but I used to do similar stuff to my toys. I don't think I was that evil. Like, he doesn't know they can feel.
Yeah.
Just blowing up toys.
I thought about that too, because it's like, I want to think he's a bad kid, and like, by all means, he is.
He's kind of a dick to his sister.
The way he treats his sister and stuff.
But who doesn't do that?
I feel bad for this. That sister is fucking insane too, because she's playing with a bunch of headless dolls. Like, she's going to go hang out with Charles Manson later on. Like, that is insane.
Yeah, how many times do you think they buy her a new doll before they're like, all right, just play with the headless dolls? Like, we're tired of buying you new dolls.
Well, the other toys fix the doll, which that's one of the things that I was bugged about Woody too, because he treats those dolls like they're fucking like aborigines, and he's like a colonial Englishman. Like, he thinks they're insane.
he is quick to judge. Yeah, and all based on looks too. Woody's a racist. Let's just say it.
He's a racist against babies with claws.
Yeah, I heard that none of those toys could talk.
Yeah, because the baby has a mouth.
Baby has a mouth. The little guy in the skateboard is a guy. The duck is a duck, but I mean, he makes duck noises, but I guess he can't talk. There's a little guy with the little stretchy arms. I guess pretty funny. He doesn't talk either, though.
Then there's like the sexy legs on a fishing reel.
he refers to his legs. But yeah, I was thinking about it, like how, yeah, they obviously make Sid a bad guy, even though he's just playing with his toys the way he likes to play with his toys. And then they really mess him up. Like, how's that kid supposed to have a normal life now?
And his sister's just like, Sid. Like, he comes in screaming, she's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know that she's going to play it up and, like,
yeah,
be his, part my of his nightmare. But yeah, I thought that was a little extreme to make him think that toys are alive when they probably could have had a better plan to have Woody escape, or a Buzz escape, but whatever. Sid did remind me of you a lot when I was watching it. I'll just say that.
I don't know what that means.
I could see you wearing that skull shirt.
That's a pretty cool shirt.
Pretty badass shirt, yeah.
And I was going to say, some of the stuff in it, well, he says he's going to do a double bypass brain transplant, which I thought was kind of clever, but kind of, like, I don't know what that means.
He's a smart kid. He's a very creative child.
His posters on the walls were Killin' Paul Bunyan was one of the bands.
I saw that. That was my favorite.
Let's see. Wraithrock Monster, Web of Terror, Ill Eagle Fireworks is the name of the fireworks company that that he got his box from. Which, by the way, how was he order? Oh, hey, excuse me, can I order 3 pounds of dynamite from you, please? Like, who's letting this kid do?
I did like how he opened the box and he says, "Oh, the big one," but it's actually just called the big. That was a pretty good bit. That's a good gag. He also had barbed wire on his bed.
And then, what the? His room was a nightmare. There's no lights but black lights.
Mm-hmm. But that's definitely the room I wish I had growing up.
Yeah,
like a loft room, kind of.
I think I need
the curved
to call the police before. Yeah.
Maybe not the barbed wire. Deal with this.
I mean, if you're into that, man, that's cool.
And all the locks on his door. He had a nice little retreat for himself.
He definitely, I feel like he was abducted or something. He just is making the best of it. Like, he's just a kidnapped kid, and he's just doing what he can.
Yeah, I think if we really wanted to put more effort in, we could make up a lot of fun theories. Sid, mainly. Because Sid's interesting.
He also had the improvised interrogation handbook, which was labeled as Department of the Army Tech Manual. So, like, I don't know how he got that. Improvised interrogation handbook. How do you get that from the U.S. Army?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wonder, maybe his dad's a vet. Maybe his dad's got PTSD, Ooh. That's why he just sits around and watches bowling all day and gets drunk on soda.
Just in a coma, sugar coma. Let's see, what else did I write here?
Yeah, you've got all the... Did you do a lot of pausing while you were watching it?
I did a lot of pausing and pullbacks, especially at Pizza Planet. Here's some notes about Pizza
Planet. That was good.
There was a Supernova Burger, which I thought was cool. I like that. There's also a Mega Gulp, which is 128 ounces, which I feel like is unsafe.
That was the one that they were hiding in.
Yeah. And they do, like, an Ocean's 11-style ruse to get them out of the house. And it works, like, flawlessly. I don't know how they understand the architecture of a house or, like, the attic or all the electric systems and stuff.
Oh, you mean the plan to get Sid at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, they came up with that pretty quickly. Especially since, Woody's the only one that can talk. This is his first time being in the house. I guess they all worked it out.
I guess whatever. That's what cowboys do. Oh, and then Buzz goes to gets weird and catatonic and depressed because he realizes he's a toy. Bummer. Bumsville. But then he goes and he hangs out with the little sister and then has a tea party. He's drinking Darjeeling, he says.
Sucking down Darjeeling. I never knew what he said until like the 10th time I saw that movie. I think until I saw Darjeeling Limited, I still didn't even know what it meant because I didn't know what Darjeeling was.
But then he acts like he's like wasted.
Oh yeah, he does. He just had a little drunk.
That? He's like, I'm Mrs. Nesbitt. I just had a bunch of Darjeeling, and then he just has. I don't know.
Yeah, Woody like smacks him to wake him up, but then he's still like bummed out for the rest of the night, and talks about how much better he is than him.
Yeah. Oh, and then he throws the. I thought the bit with the arm was funny.
Yeah, that was a good bit.
But he fucking chucks the lights. Although I don't think I could do that from window to another window. Like
perfect
no
arc.
Way.
Yeah, I noted the same thing. Yeah, Woody's got a good arm.
And
on
then
him.
Under that note, I wrote Sid's toys are better than Andy's because the other ones are like go kill yourself, and he's like just help me, I'm trying to get help, and they won't listen to him no matter what. Like they have it out for him the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah. Potato Head is coming for that number one spot.
This is really a struggle between Potato Head and Woody. I think Potato Head might have planted Buzz, I think.
He should put it all into motion. Well, the other thing, I mean, Woody's the only one that has a... He's a number one dog, so he's the only one that gets a lady. Until Mrs. Potato Head comes. They're all just sitting there.
That's true.
With blue balls. Woody takes the only piece.
I don't know how they even would begin to copulate. I don't think about it. Anyway.
talk about that next time.
Yeah. Well, Toy Story 2, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. Because during the special feature I was watching, they were talking about how... Well, first of all, it's important to note, I guess they got notes from the producers, and they said they wanted Woody to be, like, a super dick, like an asshole, like really mean. And I watched some scenes of him being really mean, and it's like not kid watchable. Like, it's like someone being a real asshole. And then I guess
these are deleted scenes, right?
Well, this is like a first draft version, and then they kind of niced him up from it. So maybe him being a dick is kind of like leftovers.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. It is interesting. The two main characters, one of them's like kind of an asshole, and the other one's completely delusional. So it's like, who are you supposed to be rooting for there?
He's a lunatic.
I guess they kind of both help each other in the end, and that's they rub off on each other enough, I guess, and that's how we win.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's a story for all of us. You know, everybody's a little shitty and everyone's a little good. So maybe if we all just, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to get at. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, this is all worthless. Who wins in the end? I would say Woody wins, right? In this,
I think Andy wins.
Good point. Sid definitely loses.
Sid is probably institutionalized almost immediately. Like, his sister probably is going to Baker act him, like, in a second. Because she's the only one who cares in that fucking house.
Yeah, the mom is always in some room.
She answers, but she doesn't do anything. She's like, Mom, help me. She's like, okay. And then that's it.
I would say Woody wins, though. Because he changes Buzz to become more like him. More so than Buzz changes Woody to become like him. At the end, Woody's back to being, I guess, toy, like, 1B.
Yeah, he's like co-toy.
Yeah, he's like co-top dog. He's still got Bo Peep macking on him. So that's the real win.
He just pulled Buzz down to his level, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, Buzz was in some other level that I guess no one else could have joined.
Towards the end, the chase scene, you know, with, like, the movie van stuff. I always loved that scene when I was a kid.
But the RC car, where they just stopped the rocket?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going, like, 55 miles an hour. Like, and so it's a dog. The dog's chasing them.
Yeah.
The dog would be dead in a second, first of all. Like, a car would have hit him miles back.
Yeah, so first off, the both toys catch up to the semi, which is probably going like 20 miles an hour at least. So they can run 20 miles an hour. And then the dog, by the time the dog gets in there, it's probably going like 30, 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, it starts getting out of the residential area. It starts picking up, yeah.
Yeah, and then the RC is going like 80 miles an hour.
And then I love that Mr. Potato Head gets like wrecked by RC, like when they throw him in.
Like 5 different times he gets demolished in that last scene.
I mean, he kind of deserves it.
Yeah, I guess it's all his comeuppance. I don't know why, I always really liked the line when he lights the rocket on fire. And he's just like, I just lit a rocket. Rockets explode. I don't know why, I always thought that was, like, just them saying exactly what was going to happen. And, like, coming to that realization right then. I don't know why, I always liked
that.
Yeah,
it's something, and it explodes, like, they stay lit for, like, it's the longest wick ever. It stays lit for, like, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're all lit by the end.
Oh, and also plastic doesn't magnify the sunlight. Sorry, guys. It doesn't work. It doesn't check it out.
Ooh, plot hole. Got him.
big plot hole.
Yeah, that lit off that magnified light real quick. But Also, that match probably wouldn't have stayed in his pocket through all that. But whatever.
I was looking to see if they missed it, but it was in it the whole time. Like, like, in the animation the whole time. So they were good at that. Like, props to you guys. Come on. Good.
That's good. Anything else? That's pretty much all I have here. You know, you said you were pausing a lot throughout the movie to catch stuff, and I was doing that at first, but towards the end I didn't want to do that as much because I just wanted to appreciate it. The movie's really well paced, I would say.
It is, yeah.
It's what, like 100 and... Not 100. It's like 80 minutes, right?
It's 81 minutes, yeah.
81 minutes. And it feels like 30 minutes. Just zips right through.
There's never really a dull moment. There's always some sort of like Woody yelling at someone about something.
Yeah, I mean, the major... I guess them getting lost before the pizza planet comes in about 30 minutes.
Which is...
So that's almost halfway through the movie. And then they got the whole second half where they... Pizza Planet, Sid's house. Yeah, it just moves at a good pace. Not too quick.
I feel
just
like,
right.
I feel like the franchise kind of set up so you have like the 30 minutes. I mean, I'm sure they weren't thinking about making like a bunch of them, but there's like the early like introduction, and I feel like you really get a good idea of like what everybody's place is, like what their value is to the team. And then they go on the journey.
Yeah, the whole meat scene really sets that up pretty well. That, you know, Woody's the boss, Potato Head's the asshole, Slinky Dog is the kiss ass.
Oh, poor Jim Varney, he had to take that role.
Jim Varney, rest in peace.
I know, RIP, my man.
But yeah, like you were saying, I don't know what... I don't think they were planning on making any more. I thought I read that on the Wikipedia. And then... I think they pushed them to make it. Or maybe this was after they made that tin toy. They pushed them to make it into a feature length, and then I'm sure they just kept pushing them to make more and more. But my question is, they're making a fourth one now, and I imagine it's going to follow the same characters. But why not just do a Star Wars Rogue One and just do, like, a side story? You've established the universe. It'll be about the G.I. Joes, is what I'm saying.
I agree, that would be awesome. I'd also like...
And not Small Soldiers.
That was a great movie. The Gorgons, man. We'll have that game on PlayStation.
That one next.
That was a great fucking movie. Oh my god. Kirsten Dunst.
I don't remember much of it. I remember not liking it, though. Because I think I liked Toy Story, and
it's
like...
really shitty.
Really, like, gross and scary, and I didn't like that.
It's like the adult... version, live action version. Mm-hmm. And let's see. At the end of when I was watching the special features, they were talking about how a lot of Toy Story 2 is the deleted scenes they had to take out, and like a deleted like the storyline they couldn't get to. So I guess they had material for it. And I
like what? Or do you talk about that? We talk about Toy Story 2. Yeah, you can bring it up.
They didn't really mention a lot of it, but it's just, I guess, like, going to Al's Toy Barn, mm-hmm. which they pronounce, he says Al's Toy Barn, so I don't know where they are. Because they're in California, and the guy talks like he's from Massachusetts because he's a Toy Barn. And then at the end of the movie, it's snowing, but they still have California plates. And
well, I wonder if. Maybe the whole time they just had California plates, but they were somewhere else. Was it only that car that had California plates, or did you do some super sleuthing on the other cars?
I think it was all the cars, because even the Yo, which is like my favorite thing from childhood. Yo. I always wanted a truck to set that.
I always wanted to get a Toyota just to rip off all the letters. Maybe someday.
Also, how does that kid not notice... Buzz climbs in and puts on a goddamn seatbelt. I don't know how you don't notice that he's in there.
He was high. They were all high.
He definitely, like, he drives like a straight lunatic. Like, but I do appreciate the Woody being thrown around. I think it's really funny, the whole bit they did there.
Yeah, that was a good bit. I did wonder, too, so he stops for gas, the pizza driver, and he says he's got a lot of pizzas to deliver, but then he goes back to the Pizza Planet. So do you think they made, like, deliveries along the way?
Maybe they cut the scenes out. Cause when he gets,
I would want to watch that. Like,
I guess you don't really see the front seat. You see...
No, they go to the front seat. Buzz is in there. He's got, like pizzas stacked next to him. That's why he doesn't see Buzz.
Maybe they're just empty, like, the empty heating bags, you know?
I thought he said, though, I got a lot of pizzas here, man. I'm in a hurry, but maybe I was mistaken.
I think he does say that.
So what the hell?
I mean,
it that's seems a deleted like, scene I want to see.
It seems like Pizza Planet is like a shitty pizza place is what they're painting it as. Like, this guy is so terrible at his job that he has 8 pizzas backed up and he decides to get gas? Come on.
Yeah, gas up before your shift, buddy. Come on.
Yeah. Speaking as a former delivery driver, I know these things.
There you go.
Come on. Unless you hate your shift and it's really slow and then you can just take as many backwards routes as possible and, you know, just try to live out the shift, but, you know.
Yeah, no one cares about how hot the pizzas are. You can get there whenever you want.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, it was like a higher-end pizza place, so...
Yeah, it was like a...
If pizza stay hotter longer.
It was interesting that a place like that big and more of a destination spot would also sell pizza. It's like an all-in-one. We need those.
It's like if Dave and Buster's, like, started delivering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really should have just opened a Pizza Planet chain. Like, in the real world, not just in their parks.
I think it would just dominate really well, because what do you want to do when you get pizza? You want to, like, pizza's just, like, a fun food. It's, like, light. You eat it with your hands, whatever. It's not, like, a sit-down place. You can get up. You know, you go, like, I know this is a terrible example, but, you know, CC's?
CC's. Yeah.
And they have, like, that shitty little, like, arcade in the back.
Yeah.
It'd be like that, but better and with an actual theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a good theme, not just like sadness. CC's is.
And yeah, oh god. It wouldn't be shut down like the one in Gainesville for like, I don't know what they got, for some health issue, but.
Just some kind of health problem.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it would basically be like a Chuck E. Cheese's, but also not themed around childhood sadness.
You know, I saw an ad for Chuck E. Cheese. They're branching out. They want like adults to have, like, business lunches there and stuff.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Schedule the quarterly meetings at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Our TPS reports, guys. Come on. Didn't you bring them covered in grease? Chuck E. Cheese's. Where am I?
Do they serve alcohol at Chuck E. Cheese? That seems like a bad idea.
I feel like the parents, no offense to clientele of Chuck E. Cheese, but I feel like the type of parent who would go there would probably drink there.
But I was thinking the type of parent that goes there maybe shouldn't be drinking.
That's true, but children. I mean, they'd bring their flask if you didn't sell it, so.
That's true. But don't want to hate on all the Chuck E. Cheese crowd out there. I think
do what you gotta do, man.
If this podcast ever gets big, that's probably gonna be our main demographic.
It's Chuck E. Cheese parents.
Parents for Chuck E. Cheese. With their kids.
Yeah, man.
Alright, so is there anything else you wanted to touch on? I think we nailed a lot of it.
We did nail a lot of it. I think as we go forward, and if we're ever going to release this to the public, we got to... You know, we'll set up a Gmail account for some Q&A, you know, if that ever...
Some live, you know, Q&A.
Needs to happen. Some live Q&A. No, just I don't know.
Well,
I feel like...
Yeah, we can take that off the air.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm talking about right now.
Yeah, we're still recording at this point, but I would say, wrap it up, Toy Story, thumbs up. Are we going to give ratings at the end?
I don't know if we need rating systems because this...
No, we don't.
I guess just maybe like a closing statement. Maybe you can... Maybe
closing statement. You go.
Well, I got to think about it for a second now.
Crap. Okay. We'll be prepared next time. So
we'll...
Yeah, next we're going to watch Bug's Life.
A Bug's Life. Which... It's probably going to be great. I'm excited about it. I saw it in the theaters when I was a kid. I don't think I ever watched it again after that. I think I watched it one time total.
Really?
Yeah.
I did really like it at first, but I have a feeling that it's not going to be as fun to watch as an adult.
So that's...
That's
good. So yeah, that's your insight into next time is... You're gonna hate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to talk about our expectations versus the reality. Because
that's true.
Well, I'm just gonna say expectations are low, and we'll see if I get surprised.
And my therapist says the same thing. You gotta realize
your expectations. Yeah, that's really my motto. So, just keep. I'm sticking to that mantra.
My expectations are, I think my memory of A Bug's Life might actually be ants.
So I really hope so.
A huge surprise.
That'll be a good surprise.
Or B movie.
I haven't seen B movie, but
I saw it.
You should just,
you know, what's the biz with the biz?
You should watch all three of them simultaneously.
That sounds like I need a fourth one to complete the screen, so it'd be like a full rectangle. So any other, I'll find some like B version of it at, not B like the animal, but like some
the C version.
Beta version of it.
Okay, so the, yeah, next time, version. Bugs movie on Betamax.
Yep.
And that'll wrap out the first time Asterixar episode 1, season 1. And we're done.
We'll see you next time.
Okay, and we're done.